from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Football in H-Town is on the rise.
I love D'Amico Ryans, man. I tell you what.
H-Town, I'm back.
Our guy, B. Scott, has all the latest from the gridiron.
I don't see no bitches nowhere around here.
It's time for your weekly Texans report.
You ain't laying down for nobody.
On The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, there it is. That's our guy. You see him on YouTube and Twitch. You hear him right here on Sports Radio 610, the Odyssey app. Brandon Scott with the Texans report every single week, 4:40, right here on Wednesday. And today was much like we'll see during the season. Usually, D'Amico, we hear from CJ on Wednesday. I'm certain we'll probably hear from another defensive player this year. And I know you were out there, watch practice. Clint was out there, watch practice. And then afterwards, I know we heard from D'Amico. What was it? Because we talked about the run game a little bit. We played it a little bit. D'Amico was really out in front about that. What jumped out to you about what he had to say today when he talked to the media?
So we talked a little bit earlier about the offensive line, and the run game is just an elephant in the room, right? Whether you're talking about the offensive line, whether you want to focus on a particular running back, that being Damian Pierce, you want to focus on the fact that Joe Mixon has missed time, that hadn't practiced as much or has been dinged up, if you will. Like, the running game is just overall, if you want to point to Bobby Slowick, and still the outstanding question I think that exists on whether or not he can adequately scheme up a run game. Like, I think he can, but it is fair to say that they haven't exactly done it yet. So it's a multifaceted issue, and I think D'Amico spoke more so about the offensive line, but what I'm really focusing on is what tomorrow brings. You know, like that joint practice with the Rams, the physicality of it. I think we're expecting it to be a physical practice. The sort of meeting of the minds of similar offensive philosophies, same sort of tree, similar sort of tree. Sean McVay, he's got the LaFleur little brother over there with him, and Bobby Slowick on the other side. And that question that we just asked, those are the things that stick out to me. Like, we'll finally watch them be physical. We'll get a chance to watch them be physical against a similar team, a well-coached team. And we've got all these questions about the run game. We hope we get some of them answered tomorrow.
Yeah, it's
even more so than the preseason game.
Yeah, I agree with you. We talked about it a couple of segments ago. I think the big thing tomorrow, man, it's less about one individual and more about the whole offensive line for me. I mean, I'm watching practice today, and it's just like, I mean, there's guys just breaking straight through the line and damn near taking the handoff for Joe Mixon. And you're just like, how does that continue to happen with your ones, man? With the one, like, it's not it's not just guys getting beat. It's guys completely missing or blowing assignments or I mean, it's tough to continue to watch, and it's going to be really tough for D'Amico and Bobby Slowick to continue to go, well, we're close, boys. Close.
And this is why I focus a lot more. I know we're watching the players and we're evaluating the players, but we need to be evaluating the coaching as well. And that's why I think, you know, us watching it with a watchful eye, obviously you, Clint, have that attentive eye, you know, knowing offense and everything like that. Like, I think we need to pay attention to whether – is it a physical issue? Like, these are the same guys that look pretty badass in pass blocking, in pass protection situations, right?
Yeah.
And it's not like we don't feel like they physically match up. You look at those guys, I know we understand that Laremy Tunsil and Titus Howard aren't necessarily like known for run blocking, but they are all physically adequate and equipped to do this job. It makes you wonder, okay, what is the missing link
here? It feels more like missed assignments than it does physicality. Because we had a listener texting in earlier about they're not physical enough or tough enough or any of that. Like, I'm not going to say they are. They're not road graders. These aren't nasty dudes. But some of this is just, as Clint said, I mean, this is a guy just ran through. A guy's just missed. A guy like, were we supposed to double team? When are we supposed to get to the linebacker? Am I supposed to release him? It's like missed assignments
It's why, really, I question whether it is coached and or schemed properly. And I don't have the right answer to it, but that to me is the question. It's what stands out. It's like, hey, these guys look like they should be able to do this job. Why can't they?
The key is it's very fair, and I think it's all of the above. I mean, you watch the outside zone play that little sweep, little toss play that Damian Pierce ran. And you've got a wide receiver that instead of blocking a corner that's hard pressed, he goes up and tries to block a safety that's 15 yards deep and backpedaling. And then the result is you've got an extra helmet at the point of attack. Like, so schematically, that don't make sense. Like, he should block the corner. The pulling lineman that ends up one on two, he blocks the remaining defender, and the safety's got to come from 20 yards deep to make the tackle.
Yeah.
So schematically, there's a problem there.
Yeah, why would you ask the running back to make the guy miss who's much closer?
Absolutely.
You know, like, it's math and science at that point. Like,
yeah,
hey.
So I'll only say all that, though, B-Scott, to say I think it's – the scary part is I think it's a little bit of all of the above.
Yeah,
I mean that's the inability to execute the double team up to the second level, and not ever get off of the down lineman, or not when you do get to the second level, not even touching the linebacker, him running right by you like he wasn't there. Like, it just happens way too often for this football team.
Yeah, I'm trying to decide if we continue to see it look like this, I'm gonna be at a point pretty early on in the season, fellas, where I'm like, man, you can't abandon the run game because you got to actually do it a little bit. But, man, just throw that thing. Just throw that ball.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just tape. CJ.
It's annoying.
Stephon Diggs.
It's so annoying. And they have to keep teams honest. They're going to be playing better defenses and better teams and against better coaches that it's just going to make life easier. And like we're saying, with what they have on the outside and the fear their passing game puts in it, they should be able to run well enough to keep people honest. That's that.
Yeah. And of course, it's obviously like it becomes a down and distance situation.
Yeah.
But also, like, I honestly, I feel like running, if this is what it's going to be, you're going to have to decide very early on how much running the ball equates to wasting a down. Like, do you want to waste a down trying to establish the run? Like, what is the balance between not wasting downs but also still imposing a certain level of physicality that running the ball requires, right? Or just speaks to. Like, because you force them to tackle, you force them to get off blocks. Like, functionally, it makes sense to run the ball even if you don't get but a yard just because you imposing some sort of will. But is it worth it is the question. And I don't know the answer.
I'm with you. I want to see I desperately can't wait to see Joe Mixon tomorrow against another defense to see what that looks like. All right, Brandon Scott in with this Texans report. B-Scott, quick and easy here. And you can dive and take this where you want to take it. Did John Metchie go ahead and lock his name to this team? Is he a 100% lock on this team, do you?
So the big takeaway from the weekend for me was how quickly the narrative can change. And I didn't feel like it was because we were being wishy-washy or flip-flopping. I thought we got new evidence. And the evidence gave us, hey, going into the weekend, Damian Pierce, we don't know how many carries he's going to get. We don't know what, you know, what string running back he's going to be, but he's going to be on this team. Damian Pierce going to be on this team. John Metchie, not quite sure. That completely flipped. John Metchie looked like he probably going to be on this team based off of what he's able to show you over the weekend. And that conversation flipped for Damian Pierce to where you're like, man, I don't know if all the backs ain't better options at this point, you know? And so that was what was striking about the weekend, about one preseason game. Talk about how meaningful a preseason game can be. Maybe it's not, but it definitely changed the way I looked at two, I think, players that they like a lot and that they're rooting for.
Yeah.
But both have question marks, like serious issues as to whether they should be on the team.
B. Scott, a couple of flash plays today at practice from Kamari Lassiter. I only say that to say that he's another one, right, that with this joint practice tomorrow, that's another guy that another spot where we could learn a little bit more about number 14, given the intensity and a new squad coming in to joint practice.
So I know we look at him on varying and different levels, but I'm at this point, y'all, to where I'm going into it now with an expectation. The way they
what
talk.
What kind of an expectation? I've got an expectation too.
The way that they discuss Kamari Lassiter, the way he has been, I'm not going to even say given the job. I feel like if this is where it's at, then he's probably earned it. Like, based off of what we've seen so far and the way we discussed Kamari Lassiter, I'm expecting him to go out there and perform.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.